It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren Donica Chase here on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. Let's head over to West End like we do every Tuesday at this time. Let's bring in Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. He's on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you, gentlemen?
Well, they say milk does the body good. Has the time off done you guys some good?
It's given us a chance to get guys back, and that's always good. So I'd say milk does do the body good.
I want to ask you this, and I said I was going to because we had a discussion in the last hour and wanted to pick your brain on it. You're a defensive-minded coach. And we were just kind of talking about the pass rush or lack of for the Titans and how do you get that better. And just philosophy-wise, where do you stand on – is it from the outside – in or from the inside out that you think can have the most efficient pass rush or getting to the quarterback? How would you answer that?
Well, you know, edge players are, you know, at a premium. I mean, those guys, you know, get paid to, you know, generally rush the passer. I mean, they can play the run, but they get paid to rush the passer. You know, when you talk about interior pass rush, to be able to get it from a guy who can play the run, you know, is exceptional. And you like to think that just because of being in the NFL that there's a lot of guys that can do it, but it's still a skill and an art to be able to transition from run to pass. But, you know, it also depends on what you're seeing up front. Are you seeing, you know, in play action, you know, in max pro, or is it, you know, straight drop back? If you get straight drop back, most NFL defensive lines are going to get a pass rush because the ends make it hard and those guys inside the job of gaming is stunning. When you start to talk about what's happening, you know, like with play action, you know, sometimes the secondary's got to allow time for the rush to get home. Pass rush and coverage work together.
Interesting. You know, you've had time to look at your next opponent and watch them. Certainly, the offenses seem to be way ahead of the defenses, and that probably makes a guy like you cringe. But everybody's had their struggles, you know, playing really good defense. I mean, scoring is at a premium, and Ole Miss is going to be no different. So why do you think – I know we've touched on this a little bit with you in the past weeks, but why do you think right now still it doesn't seem like defenses have been able to catch up to offenses?
Well, it's you know, offenses have done a really good job of you know, really, you know, making it math and getting matchups and whether they're getting in bunch sets or whether they're doing a good job with you know, receiver motions, whether it's across the ball or across and back. What you're seeing is you know, making you do quick math and then being able to, you know, I mean, take advantage of the matchups, you know, as they unfold. You know, offenses are in tune with what they're doing, and defenses are having to, you know, work through picks and doing quick math in order to get, you know, bodies on bodies, eyes in the right place, and finding guys. And what you're seeing is a lot of times, well, you know, I mean, guys looking at it and saying, well, I thought so-and-so had this person. And, you know, when you do that, you know, defensively, and believe me, I've seen it happen to us. It's happened to a lot of defenses like this year. You know, the preparation during this offseason, like, was good, but it definitely favored the offense because, you know, offensively, it's about just understanding your job and doing your job. And defensively, it's about reacting and being able to, you know, get guys in the right spots and making sure, maybe, that you can play top down, tackle the football. Tackling wasn't at a premium or in terms of the off season and what you were able to do. And so with that, you're seeing defenses give up explosive plays, and the tackling hasn't been quite what people are used to seeing. But, you know, kudos to the offense. I think football and the rules right now favor the offense. And with that being said, you know, defenses are just a little slower right now, you know, getting to the spots and being able to do what they do.
Have you ever heard, speaking of offense, have you ever heard of guys by the name of A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf? You ever heard of those guys?
Yeah, I remember those guys.
I bet you're probably glad they're not at Ole Miss anymore, but I guess that's what I wanted to ask you, because A.J. is obviously here in Nashville playing for the Titans, and what right. D.K. Metcalf did, he has garnered a lot of attention with the viral yeah. video. If you weren't watching the game, you've seen it by now, but I was watching it. And watching him run down a safety 90 yards and getting him before he gets in the end zone after an interception, which looked like a pick six. When you went up against those two guys, I mean, just – I think it's another thing we've talked to you in the past about over the years. Did you think they could be this special at the next level?
Yes. Simple answer. Yes. I mean, that's you see it in this conference – every weekend. You can talk about Deebo Samuel. You can talk about Metcalf. You can talk about A.J. Brown. You can talk about, you know, Alvin Kamara. I mean, these are the guys that you see, you know, week in, week out in this conference. And that's why, you know, the talent level in this conference is probably unlike any other from top to bottom. You know, you get guys, going against guys Monday through Friday, just challenging one another, playing big-time football on Saturday, and you see a lot of these guys getting paid on Sunday, you know, to do the exact same thing. So the SEC is an unbelievable conference that way, but I'm not surprised by, DJ Metcalf's success. I'm not surprised by A.J. Brown's success.
Talking to Derek Mason, head football coach for Vanderbilt, as they've got the big game coming up against Ole Miss. And, Coach, you referenced it at the beginning. You've been just trying to gather the bodies back so you can start putting your team back together and practicing. And I know you detailed some of this earlier at your press conference, but if you can, for our audience, just what has this been like, this time off, just trying to get guys back so that you can start progressing again?
Yeah, you know, we had more defensive guys down than we did, you know, offensive guys. And so, you know, what we were able to do was get some of our young defensive guys, a lot of work, but really focused on – offensively, you know, making sure that we can take advantage of, you know, showing up protections. Should we be giving our quarterback different platforms to throw from? Working on the timing and spacing of what we do pass game, and how can we create some more explosive runs and get great play action off the run game. So that's what we did during our time off. It was, you know, truly spent on the fundamentals of the game, self-scouting ourselves and making sure that we sort of tried to shore up, you know, like those areas that we knew and that we were going to need to improve in as we embarked on the second, you know, part of this season for us. And then when you talk about, like, getting guys, I think what people don't understand, you know, in this, whether we talk about, you know, COVID or injuries, I mean, everybody heals differently. And in COVID, people's bodies are going to react differently. You look at the idea of, yeah, I mean, everybody thinks, okay, 10-day isolation, well, then it's over. Well, I mean, it's not over. I mean, there's PCR testing, there's EKG, there's MRI testing on the heart to make sure that they are, okay. And then from there, you have to acclimate these guys back to practice, and that's a 4 or 5 day period in terms of what it looks like. And then, you know, quarantine is pretty much the same way. I mean, you don't have all the testing on the backside of quarantine, but what you do have is the idea of getting guys, you know, back for a 2-day acclimation period. And then on the other side of that, making sure with the GPS technology, man, that you're getting them, you know, good football measurements before you actually let them go and get ready to play on Saturday. So that's what it's looked like for us. That's where we've been. And right now, we're well on our way to a contest with Ole Miss on Saturday.
As your players go through this, I'm sure, you know, you're trying to keep them up with class. You're trying to keep them mentally sharp. So have you been able to – what process have you put in when they're not available to you to practice with the team so they can stay involved mentally and maybe get through those mental reps of preparation so when they come back, they're ready to hit the ground running.
Yeah, you know, for these guys, that's where technology is so different than it was 20 years ago. The ability, you know, and to be able to, you know, have your players, even though they may be in quarantine or isolation and or, you know, injured, you've got access to Zoom and being able to have your guys in meetings. They may not be able to be in-person meetings, but the availability to, you know, look at practice, look at the corrections, look at the game plans, you know, still stay engaged, you know, as they're still going to school. It is important because, you know, being away can seem isolating, but what we've been able to do is just continue to, you know, I mean, keep the process at least mentally, you know, been moving in the right direction. And again, technology's played a big part of that.
I know the depth chart comes out, but you still have, you know, some pending tests. And as you just went through, there's a list of things, a checklist that has to be cleared. Do you feel like you might get a couple of more guys back? I know a lot of people are wondering about Marlowe, the running back, a guy that could really help you if he's there. But is it possible that as we sit here today, your depth chart could look different on Saturday?
Absolutely. I mean, I say it every day. You know, I mean, the depth chart, you know, I mean, pretty much changes every day. But as it's pretty much changed from Thursday to where we sit today. There's a possibility of guys being able to get back for this game. Man, we had some guys, you know, man, out there today, and that were in shells, man, but they were limited just in terms of the number of snaps they were able to take. And so with that, barring any, you know, unforeseen, you know, issues over the next, you know, 48 to 72 hours, we will get, you know, a couple more guys back. And, you know, that only strengthens this football team's ability to compete on Saturday.
Derek Mason, the head coach of Vanderbilt, is here with us on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And you talked about Ole Miss's offense earlier and how you got to slow them down. But I am curious, because you've seen Lane Kiffin over the years, whether when it was he was the head coach at USC and you were the DC at Stanford or you know, obviously his time as the OC at Alabama, how much have you seen him evolve, not only as a head coach, but with his offenses over the last few years?
It's truly evolved. I mean, Lane has always been, you know, one of the top offensive minds around. I mean, when he was at SC, man, he was very innovative in terms of what he was doing. I mean, he was playing with, you know, tight ends. He was playing with, you know, wide outs. He used, you know, maybe two speed backs in the backfield. I mean, he always utilized motion. But what you've seen, whether, you know, it was at Alabama and then his time at FAU, the pace upon which, you know, he comes at you now looks different. And I think, you know, having spent time, you know, with Kendall Briles at FAU, I mean, really, really sort of changed his idea about, you know, tempo and how to utilize tempo, like, to his advantage. I think now what you see, you know, from Lane is still a nuanced run game. They still have a nuanced run game, and they can run the football. A lot of times Lane doesn't like stick to it, but I mean, he can run the football. The thing that, you know, I mean, they do now is that they spread you, you know, sideline to sideline. I mean, when you look at their sets, they utilize, you know, I mean, most of the 53 and a third horizontally as they're out in the field. And what that does, it opens windows and creates, you know, one-on-ones and matchup, you know, issues for you, you know, as they look to throw and run the ball. So, you know, with that being said, he's got two really good quarterbacks, and Plumlee and Carroll, and those guys can come at you in different ways. And so with that, you've got to look at, you know, scheme design, your players, put your players in the best possible position and have some things to attack what they do.
I'm curious of your thoughts on this. Lane obviously has a personality, and he's very active on Twitter, and we see it, you know, in his interviews. And I think every coach, especially nowadays with technology, you do see more of the personalities. We've seen it from you talking about, you know, getting on the turntables, and we've had those conversations on the show. But how important is it for the coach to kind of show that different side and not just the X's and O's?
Well, I think it's about personality. I think it's about relationships. I think it's about, you know, young people today, you know, truly looking at you and seeing whether or not they can see themselves playing for you or do, or are there some common interest, or you know, who are you as a person, you know, all the way around. I mean, is it staunch? Is it you know, crisp all the time? Is there a fun side to you? I mean, do you have hobbies? You know, I mean, these things matter to young people nowadays. But make no mistake, we're still football coaches. And we still coach football, and we want good football players. And, you know, for them, they're looking for certain things, but we're looking for certain things too. And those, you know, for student-athletes, you know, personality and trust and relationships are non-negotiable. And for us as coaches, we want to make sure that we're getting competitive players, man, that want to make sure, man, that they can, you know, raise their game and actually be challenged, mentored, and stressed through the process so they can become – not only the players that they want to be, but the men they want to be.
He is Coach Derek Mason at Vanderbilt. Coach, we appreciate the time, and good luck this week against Ole Miss.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. Take care. Let's anchor down.
Anchor down indeed. Derek Mason joins us every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Stick around. Mitch after Mason. Mitch Light of The Athletic. That's next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.